Hey, potty listeners. Behind the scenes, producer Tim here with a very special message from Serene and Pearl. I'm going to read it. Here it goes. We hope today's potty hits right where you need it. We recorded this one before the whole pandemic thing, so you will hear Danny at the beginning, but no, currently, he is still in social distancing, and boy, do we miss that guy. Today's potty meet is super timely with what we are still all going through. When times get rough, that's when we dig in. That's when our roots go even deeper. That's when we don't throw in the towel. Hope you are encouraged by today's message. P.S. A personal message from Pearl. Thanks so much for your prayers for my daughter Meadow. They arrived safely at home late Sunday night. It was a miracle that they made it at all. Planes are stopping there altogether now. They had tickets for two other plane flights that were canceled, but they made it on this one, likely the last one. Amazingly enough, they let Meadow fly the long international flight home at a little over 37 weeks pregnant. Usually, they cut off the international flights at 36 weeks. The airports and planes were almost deserted, they said, so they got great treatment. Now, we're all enjoying being with her, her husband Kendall, and our two-year-old grandson Warren, while we all wait for the arrival of Meadow's baby at any time.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Good people of the world, it is the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene right there, Pearl over there, Danny right here, and we're so glad that you tuned in today. Les is with us, eh? And John is with us, and we've got a great show for you, and we're so glad to bring it. What?
We
I'm being distracted.
Are
you dancing behind me?
Yeah.
We just did
we're
the unshow about
girls.
Dancing. If you listen to the other show of ours called the Unshow.
Yeah.
It was all about dancing. You'll
hey, and Danny is jet sitting out of here right now because he's like a big wig in terms of show business, in terms of branding companies, and
Spare.
He's flying out.
Spare.
Who knows where to go be a big time Dan. Bye, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, kids.
Big time Dan.
He just came in to intro this party. We'll pay him $2,000 for that. Then he'll be on his way to get the real money.
Yeah. Yeah. Discount this week.
See ya.
So, mates, I got my notebook out.
Yeah, it's a notebook.
Yes.
It's notebook time with Serene again.
Yes, notebook time with Serene.
Well, I actually had something to bring today that I got a download in the shower a couple of days ago. But then I've been so busy working on this new e-zine.
And also, our niece,
Rashida,
shout out, is coming up with the next generation Trim Healthy Mama recipe book. It's to freak for.
No, I mean, freak out. I'm going through it. Well, she's... You know,
she's like me. She's creative.
Oh. No.
No, what I meant by that. This is not right. No, what I meant by that is Pearl's just as creative, but she is polished with her creativity. Mm. Now, I am creative and I give Pearl my creativity to master. And Rashida is similar with to me. The creativity is handed to Pearl. Now, Pearl is polishing it for publication. Yeah.
Anyway, so it actually
so it's a lot of time.
Serene and I are going to write a Trim Healthy Mama book. We call it our last, but that is not the next book coming out. We're not up to that because we're currently writing I'm That Girl book. Well, Rashida, it's called Trim Healthy Future, and she is so brilliant.
What a great
name. Serene and I put together.
She's amazing.
On steroids. Creative abilities
since she was six.
Trim Healthy recipes. So, and she's like our daughter. I mean, she's so amazing. I'm so excited as I'm going through this book. Like, it's blowing my mind. You're going to love it. Anyway, so I've been neck deep into the e-zine. So I forgot even what my download was.
No, I said, Pearl.
You take
it. Little sis, bless your socks off and prepare a note session, shall I?
Yeah, Serene's
because sometimes we just sit down and we don't, well, half the time we don't prepare. We just like, it's like the parable of the measure of yeast. You just bring a little yeast in your brain and you pop it in the center and it permeates and makes a potty. But talking about parables, that is the title of today. Pearl doesn't even know what the heck I'm going to talk about.
I don't know. So I hope it does have some practical application.
It's practical.
As
so
well as spiritual.
Big old practical.
Good girl.
Trim Healthy, the parable of the... yes.
Good job.
Instead of the...
Hold on. What's the title?
I've got to read my writing that's all upside down. The Trim Healthy Parable.
Ooh.
That's
the name. John
Healthy Parable.
John, right there, that's your clickbait. Put that into the email.
Okay. First of all, I've got to quickly go to where I ripped this off of, okay, the parable of the sower. and Matthew.
You ripped off the Bible. Good job.
Yeah. Let me just go through it quickly. Some seeds fell on the footpath, but the birds ate them up. Others fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. But see, the seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, and the plants wilted under the hot sun because they didn't get deep roots because the rocks were there, okay? And then in this parable of the sower, other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked the tender plants. But there were some seeds that fell upon fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, or even 100 times more than had been planted.
I'm getting goosebumps because okay. I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, Pearl. Now, I love how Jesus says too, right there at the end of that parable of the sower, anyone with ears to hear, let him hear and listen and let him understand. Some translations simply say, anyone with ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples asked him why he spoke in parables. And in my paraphrase, I'm just paraphrasing it in my own voice, he basically says, because it's hidden, so that only those who truly are seeking and truly want to know will understand. And now it's my rant here. This is not what Jesus said, but my rant is, it's a hide and seek game is why he did it, to ferret out all the apathetic warm bodies that were just sitting around him just to be there, right? But they didn't really, really want to understand. God loves to play treasure hunt with us because we're his children, just like we earthly parents love to play treasure hunt with our children, right? At Easter time or birthdays or whatever. We love the joy of our children finding our treasure that we've hidden because it's thrilling.
Because there's something about discovery where you treasure what you discover.
That's right.
It's just given to you.
Yes.
Oh, you're probably going
Pearl, there. No, you go. I love how Pearl is just, she's not reading my notes, but she's saying my notes.
Well, the Bible says seek and you shall find, right? But if you're not seeking, then you're just given something. I'll let you speak because it's so good. Mm. I will tell a story myself though, because I think I know where you're going. When I was 16 back in Australia, that was, you could get your license at 15, but I still hadn't got it.
Yeah.
And my parents were a little bit worried about me because I had no inclination to get my license. So they brought me 8 weeks of driver's, you know, you could learn, and it cost them a lot of money. It was my Christmas present even.
Yes, I remember that year.
Well, it was given to me. I didn't seek it out. I didn't save money for it. You know what? I never used it.
Not one of those
lessons.
Didn't
appreciate it.
Not one of the, and I remember mum and dad being real miffed.
I know, they were miffed. They should have been miffed. But I didn't discover it, Serene. Yeah. I didn't seek it. So it meant nothing
to me. That's right. That's what was my next line. Our children's excitement when they find the treasure and the ownership of it is way more heightened by the satisfaction of the hunt.
Mm.
You know? So I'm on my own little rant here, but listen, like let's continue this thought. A walnut or an almond, Pearl, isn't it way more delicious when you had to crack that thing open?
Yes, baby.
I find them really stale and quite boring when they're already cracked.
A walnut from the shell. If Danny was here, can you imagine what he'd be saying
now?
Going on about that crack.
So Jesus goes on to say in this parable of the sower, and this is my paraphrase here, for to the one who has, this is good, more will be given.
Mm.
But to the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. For seeing, they do not see, and hearing, they do not hear.
You know what, Serene? Growing up as a pastor's kid, I'd heard that verse a lot. And do you know what? Until now, the full gravity of it never hit me. I used to think that was mean. Mean God.
Yeah.
How mean? You mean the one that doesn't have anything gets nothing, and then what he has gets taken away? And that one that has all that, he gets more? But guess what? It's truth because of the discovery and the seeking.
Yes.
And keep going because you're blowing my mind.
Isaiah prophesied, you will indeed hear but never understand. And you will indeed see but never perceive, for the people's heart have grown dull. And Jesus adds, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So this parable, it hits home with how we understand the word of God, which is the seed.
Mm.
And it is sowed into the soil of our hearts. You know, we all understand this, but I'm bringing this to the parable, the Trim Healthy Parable.
I tell ya.
But God's truths have onion layers of revelation. And so the truth that we glean from this parable, we can apply it to our health journey.
Mm, absolutely.
We totally can.
First in the natural and in the physical. Is that what it says?
What's that?
First in the spiritual.
First in the natural, then in the spiritual. Yeah. What kind of soil are we sowing? What kind of soil? First of all, actually, I have to go. No, I'll say this first. What kind of soil are we sowing? Any of this knowledge, any of the truths, the tips that that have been given to us, maybe not even just by Trim Healthy Mum, maybe from other areas or things that you've learnt, what are we sowing them into? And so my first point, point number one in our Trim Healthy Parable is the soil. The soil. Okay, so like the soil in the Bible, the parable, it was our hearts and everything. But I believe the soil on our Trim Healthy Parable is our healthy identity. A healthy identity. Yes. We have to sow into something that can produce life. A broken, negative, can't do identity will not produce.
Yep.
So the soil, I want you to keep that in mind.
Not only will it not get more, what you have with the wrong identity will be stripped away because the soil, it makes sense now. Oh my goodness, because the soil of your heart and mind can't grow anything in there. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right, it's P-O-D-D-Y.
As we go through this healthy, Trim Healthy Parable, the soil is your identity. If the soil is your healthy identity, that's the only thing that's going to produce.
Are you going to give like?
We're going through this, and you can just totally interrupt, and you can, and also
they'll
like,
understand identity by the time you finish with this.
Totally.
Keep going.
Okay. So, are we letting seeds of health get snatched away by the birds? Because that was the first part in the Trim Health, and in the parable of the sower, the birds snatched it up. So, are we letting seeds of health get snatched away by the birds? The Bible explains that when we don't understand the word, that is when the birds snatch it up, right? It's because there's nothing there. So we have to try to understand for ourselves on our health journey, not just give me a menu, give me a to-do list, a don't-do list.
Yes.
Give it to me. Just hand it all to me. I don't want all the in-depth info. Don't give me the large book. Just give
me the
pamphlet.
Don't give
me the
whys. Yeah. I don't have time for the whys. Just tell me what to do.
Right. I want to start fast. I'm impatient. So let's spend the energy to fully grasp the foundational concepts of health. Let's not just jump on a fad train. You know, and that's what we will do. We'll jump on every fad train that comes along when we don't understand foundational precepts of health. Okay, so we've got to truly, thoroughly get educated on sound health. We've got to know the whys of this plan that we're doing. Whatever plan you're going to be doing. You're doing Trim Healthy Mama now because you're listening to The Party. Know the whys. Know the hows. Know why you've tweaked it to be your own way. Why you tweak it, you know? Pearl, you can interrupt at any time. But we've got to also know the pitfalls, the parameters, the boundary lines. Know the full freedom of it. Don't jump on the crazy rules of a sensational diet, you know, that you read on the internet. And you will, because those are when the birds are plucking out the seed. Yeah. And you can just jump on all the stuff that you hear because you don't have any, there's no grounding.
Well, the soil's not fertilized with knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. So the Bible said, of course, that the birds pluck it out. And why did the birds pluck it out? Because they did not fully understand. Yeah. So our first point.
Yes.
On how to have the right soil is to have the right soil that has been embedded, fertilized with knowledge.
Yes.
So that's that. The main point is that soil is your identity, your healthy identity. Mm-hmm. And the first point of what type of soil to have is a soil fertilized with knowledge. Okay. So second point
under the first point.
What's that?
Is this the second point? It's
a main thing that we needed to.
There's a main thing, and that was health identity.
The main thing,
and is this B
the
or
main
a?
Thing of what our soil was? What,
yeah, because what you know people was. Are writing down right. while they're in their shower,
okay.
or they're doing dishes and
yeah,
pen
yeah,
and paper.
Exactly. Yeah, I may not be ready to like do a pulpit talk, like you know yeah. PowerPoint and all that stuff. But I'm telling
like
you, what,
you're not
I wanted
ready
you
for
to
a TED talk. Yet.
Yeah, I wanted you to get the main point. People is that the soil is your identity.
Got it.
Healthy identity.
Keep going.
Because you're not
going
to produce when you think that you're like
point is crispy.
Right. Okay. But underneath that, we're going to start with points of what
could
our soil need to
could
be.
Could those
like.
Underneath points be A's, B, and
Thank
C's
you.
Instead of ones, twos,
okay,
threes?
Okay. So point. So. Number A, letter A.
No, you already did A, lovey.
Yeah,
that
I know. I'm going
knowledge.
Through it. Yes, the knowledge. Now B. Okay. The seeds of health, are they falling on shallow soil with rocks underneath? The Bible explains that this rocky ground is a soil that when one receives the word immediately with joy, but because he has no root in himself, he endures just for a bit, but falls away when tribulations arise. So do we get excited? Do we rock the plan when it's the honeymoon? While our income isn't tight, while the pounds shed easily, while the hubs is supportive? But when our hubs loses his job for a season, or when his interest in healthy eating alongside of you folds, or when we hit a plateau, when the mother-in-law moves in, when the holidays hit, do we be the soil that kills the life of our health seeds? What if we could identify with being strongly rooted soil? The type that is hardy and holds on through drought or storm. The soil that doesn't mind a good rough plowing and letting the stripes and furrowed rows be marked upon us because we know this is only going to allow our roots to dig and anchor in deeper. So, you know, the mother-in-law moving in makes our roots grow deeper, not get plucked out, because we identify that, you know, a cut in half budget just digs a root of tenacity.
Love that.
And a root of simplicity of health, where we create a new root of healthy foundational basics. Before, when everything was all hunky-dory, we didn't have that strong root, but now we have the root.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. So these things, they come against us, the challenges, and we actually grow more roots.
Yes.
Serene, what a way to look at it, you genius. Listen, to bring in another little parable that fits in this one, you can look at it like the parable of the house on the sand, or the house on the rock. It's a similar thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
Jesus
totally.
Jesus told that parable too. I mean, we're house on the sand, no roots.
Yeah, exactly.
The house on the rock, it's the anchored. Foundation is there.
Yeah. And this root nourishes our healthy out the healthy plant life, you know, because we're seeing this all as an analogy, like none other. When we have roots we've decided to identify with being a strongly rooted soil, and when those winds blow, and when all the tribulations come, I'm just going deeper. All this plowing that's doing all this agitation, all this like stripes upon my field, upon my identity as a healthy person or not. No. I'm just going deeper. These roots are hanging on, baby.
I'm channeling Danny, closing my eyes, lifting my hands, and nodding my head.
It's the bedrock, the root that can carry us through all seasons. It's health, strong now, and streamlined.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that was B.
That was B.
And now this is C. What if we have the type of soil that is filled with thorns? Now, in the parable of the sower, Jesus explained these thorns.
I love your A, B's and C's, but no one knows what the A, B and C titles are called, but keep going.
Yes.
Just because you're
cute. Remember the creativity that doesn't come with polish?
Yes.
And then you do the polish?
Yeah.
And you do the creative too.
But I didn't get to polish, so keep going.
Yeah, so that's fine. Well, you know, I was writing this while the babies were screaming. I think I was holding the grandbaby and the ergo too, and all the toddlers around. So, hey, just take what you get, people.
Yes.
Okay, so what if we have the type of soil that is filled with thorns? Jesus explained these thorns as the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. He said these thorns grow up and literally choke the word and make it unfruitful. Okay, now we're going to swing back to our trim healthy parable, and are we letting the thorns of worry, literally the cares of this world, the negatives, our fears, our health-destroying thought life, to render the seeds of our health to be fruitless? Because listen, Pearl, literally we can eat the salads, anchor our meals to protein, but destroy any healthy growth in life and progress by negative, dark, and destructive conversations that we're having in our own heads.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fruitless.
That's the thorns, the cares of this world. Jesus said in the parable of the sower, the cares of this world is going to pluck it out. So we're saying, not in our field.
Yeah, so you'll care.
You're not identifying with fear.
Your worries can literally pluck out all the benefits of that salad you just ate.
We don't identify with fear, with worry, with negativity.
But can I ask you something? I've been like, my mouth's been dropped open for a minute since you said something about the something of riches. What was it?
The deceitful of riches, and we're going there.
Okay, because I had an idea.
And then you can do your idea just in case I've already put it. The Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We could go on with like 50 or 60 of all the scriptures that relate to that. What about the deceit of riches? And Pearl wants to just jump in on this, but she's going to. And we touched on that a bit when we talked about tribulations. You know, what happens if our, you know, husband's job gets, you know, taken away or whatever, or our job. But just to give a nod again to this thorn, the deceit of riches, I want to say, and Pearl, you're right here with me on this. Trim Healthy Mama was founded by two very, very poor families whose husbands either had to give blood, work three jobs,
groceries.
Or work night shift out of state or out of country on nuke power plants, you know, just to pay the rent. We didn't have second cars.
No.
We didn't have spare cents for fancy superfoods, but we established health. That's when we established health and we established the foundations of this plan.
Exactly. So, you know, when you said deceitfulness of riches there, they are deceitful. Guess why? Because what if you start this plan and you're rocking and you're in a blessing time, a season of abundance, right? And that's great. And so you have all the money that you could ever want for special ingredients. So your bacon blend up and your gentle sweeting up and you got the collagen and you got it all. But then what happens if that is taken away and that was your comfort. That was where you were based. Like your whole Trim Healthy Mama journey was based on special ingredients and that's removed.
Yeah.
That was deceitful because that's not actually where Trim Healthy Mama is based.
No, exactly. Exactly.
It is definitely fun and is definitely a blessing and it's definitely helpful, but that's not where it's based.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Because many of the best-selling foods – I couldn't even read my own writing. Many of the best and healthy foods are dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Pearl, we've done parties on this before. But I also want to say many expensive foods are deceptive. They're totally deceptive. They're just packaged junk with just good brand name on them. But cabbages, beans, lentils, apples, eggs, canned salmon, celery, tuna, maybe some organic romaine hearts. We're, you know, exception on that with an upgrade on that. But cheap, they're cheap. Right? They're cheaper than packaged CRAP.
Yeah.
And they can establish thriving health. So I think, you know, I think it's almost an intellectual dishonesty that we have in our mind. It's a deception that, oh, I can't do it right now because my budget is too tight. I can't do it. It's
the deceitfulness of riches can go two ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the riches and rely on them, or you can long for them, but they're not all they're cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. There's another way of looking at the deceitfulness of riches. You could say, but I need those special ingredients. I've never had them. That's why I've never been successful on the plan. But that's deceitful.
Yeah, it's deceitful. So let's talk about this type of soil.
Intellectual dishonesty. Right?
We're not going to have the thorns of worries, right? We're not in the soil. We're not going to identify with fear and worry and all those thorns. We're not going to identify with the deceitfulness of riches. Let's clean our soil of these thorns, of all this worry. The worry is only choking our health. Let's pluck out the thorns of deception of riches. I'm just going on and on what we already said. So let me just skip that.
Yeah, you're crisping up the point
totally
a little
crisping.
Too much.
Spirit. But here's the drum roll, okay?
Okay, drum roll.
Now, what if we have the soil number? What are we up to?
You're up to
A, B, C, D.
Let's see, Pops, you following? Or
it's
D?
The fourth. I was doing numbers. Pearl didn't like that.
D so is excellent. D.
Yeah, I don't like the polish of the D. Pearl, it should have been number four.
No, come on, because that wouldn't make sense.
Now, what if we have the fertile soil, the good soil? And Jesus explains in the real parable of the sower that this is the one that hears the word and understands it and produces, and I love this, produces a multiplication of life, a harvest that was way more than what was planted. It's so exciting to prepare and challenge our soil on our healthy our soil, our healthy identity soil, our field of endless possibility, our field of increase. I'm so excited. I just want to challenge all of us to have the faith for receiving an increase of more than what was planted.
So true, because you can like start Trim Healthy Mama to lose 30 pounds, but it's so much more than that. You can go, you can, like, Serene, you and I started this journey, right, to get healthy.
And we didn't even know it was a weight loss plan.
No, we didn't, but we did this. But then since then, the things that God has downloaded into our hearts, the things that we're sharing here about our identity, all of those extras, they're the multiplication. And I love that scripture, the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter. Every day it's magnifying, it's getting bigger. We are receiving more and more knowledge.
Do you want me to give you some goosebumps here?
Yeah.
You ready? Why is it more? Because of all those things Pearl said, and because we made use of the seeds we had. Not just us, but anyone who has had increase, because we didn't despise the small beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl. And we're talking about all you out there as a we. It's just all of us as we. I wasn't even thinking Pearl and I when I said we. I was just thinking all of us with this fertile good soil. What we were entrusted with, we used. Maybe you had the tight budget. Maybe you were entrusted with losing turtle weight at the beginning. But you celebrated it. You just kept working in that field, right? We didn't despise the small beginning, and we were given more. We owned it. We owned it at the beginning. I'm talking about all of us. We mentally ruminated, chewed on the cud of what we had, what the little bit of knowledge that we had.
Yes.
We didn't have it all at the beginning.
We didn't.
In fact, this plan has unfolded and unfolded over years and years and years and years. We only had the little tiny basics.
Serene, even now we're still growing in freedom in this plan. Look at our fruit party we had recently.
Yes, I know, exactly.
Increase. More freedom,
mm-hmm.
More beauty, more knowledge.
Yeah. Now, we're aware of the spiritual law, this whole spiritual law that, of increase with this, you know, what we have, if we don't bury it, right? If we use it, but it so works in the natural because we are spirit and body.
Yeah, we are.
And they're both entwined. And of course, we're reminded again now, Pearl, of the verse in 2 Peter where it says, he will give us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So this parable of the sower is all about, you know, spiritual, but hey, he cares about giving us the things of life, of sowing us seeds of life into us for our physical health so that we may prosper. So I'm all about this parable of trim and healthy.
I am totes.
Yeah. And I love in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And this is probably King James. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, so Pearl, do it in the normal translation. He that knocks there instead of knocketh.
Yeah, knocketh. But I like me some knocketh.
It shall be opened. So what I'm trying to say is let's go back to the beginning of it. Don't be the soil that doesn't care enough to understand, that doesn't knock, that doesn't say, I want a treasure hunt here.
I want the water. Bring me the water and fertilize me. That's the sort of soil.
Yes, pluck out the thorns. I don't care when it's hard. Let the plow be upon my trim, healthy field. Let me go through some tough times with it. Let the mother-in-law move in. Let the budget be cut. Not that we want it to happen, but when it happens, so be it. I'm going to be that kind of soil that produces a multiplication of more than what I'm planting here.
Mm. So, what about when you even go through health issues?
Yes.
Even in your trim, health and mama journey, you know, sometimes things come.
I love it. We
just put the roots down and say, no, I'm going to be multiplied.
I love
it. No, I'm going to go through this and I'm going to come out the other end and I'm going to be multiplied. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Let's have ears and really hear. And to those believers out there that are listening, hear what the Father says about us, what he sings over us. Hear the truth about the finished work of the cross, the truth that he sent his word and it heals us.
Them.
And we hear these truths, not the so-called truth of the doctor's report or the screaming symptoms. Mm. They're not the truths that we hear. We're going to have the ears that really hear the truth. There are things that may be true. But they have to bow to the truth.
Oh, come on, Serene. Right?
Can we see? Now, that was ears to hear. What about the eyes to really see? Can we see, truly see? See the trim woman in the eye of faith, in the eye of optimism, in the eye of unkillable hope. That's not even a word, unkillable, but just indestructible hope. Not the woman who in the past, maybe the past was only 1 second ago, felt stuck and imprisoned in the body. But can we see that trim and healthy woman? Can she have the courage to see what is completely possible, absolutely the future, when this vision of faith, this eye of hope, of life is planted in the good soil.
Can you all listening right now like share this? Like, I'm so inspired right now, Sereni. Something's gotten hold of you in the last
few
weeks.
Even with unpolishedness, Pearl.
I'm telling you. IABC 123, I don't care. But this is good stuff, man. This ministered to my heart today. You guys, share this potty or do something with it. I don't know. I don't want this to just be for our listeners. It's got to get out there. This is good stuff. This is light and this is life. And he wants to take us to greater and greater places. I think, are we done?
We're done.
Before we go.
Hey, Pearl.
Lizzie, she just run over here because what? Why? Lizzie Popsy.
Well, you and Serene were having like powerful, powerful potty and Pasamo's over in the back was not, you know, was trying to keep up with ABC. But I did hear Serene say cucumber at one point. And I just made me think.
Pasamo's like cucumber.
Ooh, yum.
I can chill with that.
So I want, and then I wanted to share with Pearl and Serene what I've been doing because to me, if you have a sandwich comes with crisps, chips in America, like burgers and fries and all these things that like mentally have to go together. But I've started to make cucumber chips when I do a sandwich. Like I do a thick, like a half inch slice so that you've got the crunch. And then it replaces my potato chips.
That's so brilliant. And do you salt them? Love a bit of salt and
cucumber. Oh, yeah, mineral salt. Oh, and maybe some chili flakes too.
Oh, I'm telling you. But look, Leslie, speaking of this, because this is right down the alley of growing and magnifying and learning more and then God gives us more. Could you see yourself doing that 3 years ago?
No, I don't. I mean, I've always loved cucumber,
right.
But it didn't
But you
it
had
didn't
to have your crisps,
sense.
Right?
I needed a crunch.
And now you're so excited about cucumber. He takes us, I mean, we're all on this journey and we find new and new places. Who knew that you'd be the woman, that girl eating cucumbers?
I'm that girl eating you cucumber chips.
Girl, woohoo! Trim out the mama my way. And then I'll be trim out the mama.